This week we're going to meditate on the light of the spirit of guidance. The ancient Sufis said that the first emanation from the Creator, prior to creating the rest of creation, was what they called the pre-eternal column of light, and sometimes they would call it the light of divine glory. And they said, out of the substance of this light, God created Adam, the first prophet and the prototypical human. And the progeny of Adam inherited this light. So all the master saints and prophets who came after Adam, all illuminated beings, as Hazrat Nanak Khan says in the invocation, which form the embodiment of the master, the spirit of guidance, share an aspect of the substance of this light. So as we're concentrating on the light, we're concentrating on opening ourselves up to be guided by it. And the words we'll use, the sacred words we'll use are Ya'awal, the first, Ya'awal, Ya Nur, light, O light, Ya Majid, of glory. And the sounds, Ah is in the heart, Ooh is in the throat, so Ya Awal, that's three strikes in the heart itself, Ya, and starting in the heart, Nur, Ur, so go rising up out of the heart into the throat and above. And then E is in between the two hemispheres of the brain. And M and G, D would be in the skull and above. So it's kind of a circular motion. Ya, Ba, Chid, Eid, up through the head. Glory, glorification, being carried through the heavenly conditions of glorious light. For there to be glorious, though, there has to be some entity that is glorifying and something that is being glorified. So it's Ya'awal, Ya'nur, Ya'majid. And you allow your consciousness to be, you pause and experience the consciousness in the realm of the heart, and then through the throat, upward, starting to rise up into the heavenly lights, the lights of divine glorification. Now, first we'll be present to our breath as we were in the very first inner ablution, first meditation of the week, allowing the breath to self-clarify and becoming clear and light, and also vibrant, alive, very much more alive. And then when the breath does do that, it does become that, we use it to open up the subtle heart, the enter the mirror of the subtle heart, Latifa Siria, and by breathing behind the sternum until that area opens and we can be aware of it, the space of it, the boundless space of it, just the luminous boundless space. And then we start, Ya'awal, Ya'nur, Ya'majid, Ya'awal, Ya'nur, Ya Majid. At each pause, tasting, being present to what is there and to the realm of consciousness. Ya Awal. Yanur. Yamaji. Yawa. Yanur. Yamaji. Yahweh, Yador, Yamajid. Now you can do this practice walking very slowly, with obviously with your eyes open in nature, and remembering how Hazrat Nanak Khan furthered this, our understanding, our realization of this light, by saying not only is it embodied in all the master saints and prophets of all the world religions and all illuminated beings. But he said, thy light is in all forms. So as you're walking through nature, you become aware of that light flowing through all the forms of nature. Or if you're in your meditation room, then it is in the form of the Rasul, of the prophet, or of any master or saint that you feel very deeply attuned to, or even your spiritual guide. Amen.